Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're on your 10 a.m. Zedlines with Angus and Trista. In local news, a Logan public pool will be the first in Queensland to use artificial intelligence to prevent drowning. This comes after a young girl drowned at a Logan Council pool in 2016. Overhead cameras at the Gould Adams Aquatic Centre in Kingston helped to detect unusual movement in the water, sending a smartwatch alert to lifeguards to pinpoint where the swimmer is. The technology also collects data on hotspots where swimmers are likely to struggle. The move has been welcomed by the Royal Life Saving Society Queensland, with Executive Director Paul Barry expecting every council in Australia to have these systems within 5 years. Mr. Barry said the system will help lifeguards as it doesn't get tired and doesn't need a break, helping staff lifeguards more effectively. In more local news, and a content warning for references to sexual assault for the following story. Organisers of the alternative music festival Good Things have been accused of ignoring claims of sexual assault, harassment and behaviour, including groping, recording upskirt and abusing people who scorned advances. The festival, featuring the likes of Violet Femmes and Electric Callboy, was playing over the weekend, where many people reported the incidents occurring. What Were You Wearing founder Sarah Williams said that the rate of incidents at the festival raised some serious red flags about safety at Good Things. The festival operator has allegedly been blocking some accounts on social media for commenting about their experience at the show. In national news, the Australian Human Rights Commission has expressed its concerns about the accommodation conditions for women at Villawood Immigration Detention Centre. Vulnerable women are being held in close proximity with male sex offenders, exposing them to harassment and trauma. A report from the commission found that women were being catcalled and threatened. Men have also allegedly paid women to physically abuse other women under the acknowledgement of the security guards at the centre. Detainees mainly come from countries such as New Zealand, Vietnam and China, and either overstayed their visa or had their visa cancelled because of a crime. Recommendations were sent to the Department of Home Affairs to improve the centre's conditions, such as safer housing and gender-specific training for staff.
More on national news, Big Tobacco and Chemist Warehouse have become rivals in Australia's pharmacy vape market. After the government introduced sale restrictions on vapes, pharmacies are seeing slow numbers in purchases, with only 3,500 sold a month. As of this year, vapes are only sold in pharmacies, meaning small vape vendors had to shut down. Only those age 18 and above are allowed to buy vapes with a nicotine concentration of 20 milligrams or less without a prescription. More than 3.5 million Australians aged 14 and above vape or smoke, according to last year's data from the Department of Health and Aged Care. In international news, a Japanese group dedicated to nuclear disarmament has used their speech for winning the 2024 Nobel Peace Prize to urge young people to pick up their fight for nuclear disarmament. Co-chair of the group Terumi Tanaka has also expressed concerns about nuclear threats being slung over Ukraine and Gaza, citing that 12,000 warheads on Earth, with 4,000 ready to be deployed. The members of the group Nihon Hidankyo are survivors of the atomic bomb and have long campaigned for a nuclear-free world, saying that weapons of such violence should never be brought to bear. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.